This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. As always, open phones for you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We're going to jump in here in a moment to Chapter 11 in the book Economics in One Lesson. We're not reading the chapters, we're just discussing the content therein. The book is written by Henry Hazlitt. It is free online for those who would like to read along with us.
That's how I'm reading.
And even though we're on Chapter 11, we're only not even quite halfway through the book. It is just over 200 pages. We're on page 74, at least in this edition. It's probably slightly
74
different.
74 on my edition as well.
Slightly different. I know, Johnny Ray, you and I have slightly different versions of the book, originally published in the 1940s.
I do have a question. When we finish this book, what will we do for Free Talk Live Book Club afterwards?
I don't know. Maybe we should arbitrarily pick something, or maybe ask the amplifiers for suggestions or something like that.
Maybe we could find a book that is satisfying to us, that doesn't disappoint us, like Henry Hazlitt
keeps
doing.
He has been a little disappointing here and there. I mean, the economics have been pretty straight up, right? Like, he's got that right. But then he'll do what he does in this chapter and sort of negate everything he said at the very last moment. So, well, let's get into that here in a moment.
I'm wondering, and I'm thinking off the top of my head here.
I'm thinking Rothbard to answer your question from before, Daryl.
I'm actually thinking Healing Our World.
Oh, that's a classic, sure. But should it be something that we're not familiar with? I mean,
well, there is the fourth edition that is new.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's go to your calls and thoughts here, because we're still a ways from having to make that decision at this point. I don't know how many chapters there are in this book. Let's see. Looks like 25 or so, 26, 25. Sarah in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, this is a cure for cancer, and it's calcium. And they have known about this since the 1950s, but obviously they kept it a secret. They don't put it out because they want people to have cancer.
But, well, this is the same thing that she called in about on Thursday, where she saying that people should go buy the book by Dr. Barefoot, because if they buy Dr. Barefoot's products, then they're not buying the pharmaceutical products, and then the pharmaceuticals don't make money, but Dr. Barefoot does.
Now, are you getting a cut from Dr. Barefoot, Sarah, to promote, to pimp his products on the radio?
Oh, no. You know what? I'm on SSI. I'm not allowed to make any money. They'll throw me off my check, I don't want to get cut off.
So no, you're just an unpaid pimp for somebody else's products?
Well, the only thing that he's really pushing is coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan.
Now, wait a minute. You said that they are trying to keep this information about calcium curing cancer quiet, but you didn't really say who they is. Who is they?
Well, the capitalist. The drug company.
The capitalist. But wait, aren't capitalists out there making calcium too?
Who is it that's making the calcium
out there? Because there's like tablets or whatever, pills, supplements that you can get. You can also buy milk that's got calcium in it. And like the milk producers are frequently advertising how their product has calcium in it, and that's like good for your bones or whatever. Don't you think that if calcium cured cancer, and I'm not saying it doesn't, I don't know, I've never researched this, but don't you think that if there was some findings that calcium cured cancer, that maybe the milk industry and those dirty capitalists would be promoting that?
Well, the pharmaceuticals are multi-billion giant corporations, and if it's
so, what you're saying is people that make the companies that make supplements are not mega corporations as well?
Right, because the drug companies have always, every year, they try to drive them out of business.
Who tries to drive who out of business?
You can't just say the pharmaceutical companies are trying to drive out the vitamin companies.
Right, that's correct. They have done it. They have tried the herbalists. They have tried to run them out many times, try to make it illegal. You have to get a prescription to get herbs. They have tried over and over.
That's true. I think there have been some pushes for like more government regulation of supplements and things like that.
I think it's been more about the claims of supplements,
mm-hmm.
not the actual supplements. Because when you start saying that something cures something, then you know that's where the FDA comes in. In my hand right now, listeners at home or in your car, wherever you are, I have a bottle of water. Water cures dehydration.
Sure does.
That is a claim that it's backed by science, but because I am not a doctor, if I try to sell you water and put on the label, cures dehydration, the FDA will come and shut me down. That's not the FDA trying to suppress knowledge that water cures dehydration.
It may also keep you alive. In fact, odds are good that water will
and
keep
now,
you from dying.
Well, one thing about calcium...
The science behind it is that, like I explained to Daryl a couple of days ago, is that calcium, it needs an acidic environment. pH in our stomach is 3. But once it is absorbed, our pH in the rest of our body is 7.2, which is alkaline. And once we bring alkaline into our tissues and our body, what happens is that it brings in the oxygen. And when our body is saturated with oxygen, it melts away, it destroys the cancer cell growth. It cannot thrive in an alkaline.
Well, one thing's for sure, I don't take my medical advice from callers to radio shows, especially ones that have been proven wrong on so many occasions as you have, Sarah. So you'll have to forgive me for being a skeptic.
If you attempt to change the alkalinity of your body past 7.45, which is the upper limit, then your body's going to work really hard to maintain between 7.35 and 7.45. So, you can take all the supplements you want to try to alkaline your body, but your body's just going to work harder to stay in that margin. Now, it is true that, there are things that you can do to make your body not have to work as hard to maintain that 7.35 to 7.45, but eating large amounts of calcium could also have negative side effects. There are things called calcium deposits, to where you just grow extra chunks of bone.
Whoa.
Yeah, calcium is not the cure-all for everything.
What do you think about that, Sarah?
I'm looking at 1,500 milligrams. That's the recommended dosage.
1,500, so 1,500 milligrams. Now, you're looking at it, so are you taking this, you're taking calcium supplements?
Well, I take it, but I want to tell you, there was a guy that had one injection, and what it did is it brought the oxygen, it must be an alkaline formula, and it brought the oxygen into the body, and it cured cancer, in 2 days.
Now, where are you getting this information? Because we know that you don't have internet. You're not really sure how to use Google.
Overnight talk radio.
You better watch out, Sarah, because you can't believe what those people say.
Well, I mean, he got run out of Brazil. He's hiding out with his life because they want him dead.
Who wants him dead there? In Brazil. Who's they? You keep using the term they, and I just want to know who you're talking about.
The pharmaceutical
companies.
Well, that's an interesting story. He has the one cure, and they want him dead and buried along with his
What makes you think there's only one cure for cancer?
Well, that's one of them. That's the formula. That's what it does.
How do you know they're not going to come after you next? I mean, if you think about it, you're calling in talk radio. You're kind of this guy's, puppet, basically. He's having you do these things for him, or you're just doing them because you feel like it or whatever. I don't know what your arrangement is with this guy. But you don't think that they are out there listening to you right now, Sarah, trying to find out where you live? They already know that you're on SSI. You don't think that they have access to the government's files of SSI recipients and can start looking up all the Sarahs in Albuquerque who are receiving the government funds? You don't think they can do that?
The whole thing about it is that, listen, I don't have the formula. I don't know who this guy is. I do not have the exact formula.
Well, what if they come and they try to torture it out of you? Then what's going to happen?
Well, the thing is, I never met the guy. I don't know what his name is. I know
you
that
better
he
watch
has
out. You know, they could be anywhere. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
She'll just make up answers like she makes up half of the facts that she uses when she calls here.
All right, so more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It is the live Sunday edition. And you know what? Try to call with something different. Apparently, she's done this now 2 weeks in a row where on Thursday and Sunday night she's called with the exact same topic. Come on. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Dynovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come here, if we get the chance, I hopefully will, because it's an interesting book, Economics in One Lesson. We got Chapter 11 on deck. Got to discuss that here as we continue the Johnny Ray Book Club, where Daryl and I are participating along, maybe with some of you out there who are reading this book, which is free to read. And we were talking earlier about, well, what do we do after we're done with Economics in One Lesson? One of the nice things about this book is it is free to read, so we're not requiring anybody else out there who wants to join us to buy a book. So maybe we should stick to free stuff that can be acquired on the internet.
That's a good point.
Yeah, good point.
It's not hard to find.
Yeah, I know that Mises or whatever has a whole bunch of free books.
Yes.
And there's probably some other ones out there that, you know, we're not aware of. And who's to say we have to read books about freedom? Maybe, you know, we could read, you know, not-so-freedom books and critique them or something like that. I don't know. Just throwing ideas out.
What were you thinking?
I have no idea.
Das Kapital, Mein Kampf.
They're probably terrible reads, too, those books.
Or Leviathan, maybe. Wasn't Leviathan kind of a defense of the state?
The Epic of Gilgamesh.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got time to figure this out. And of course, your suggestions, of course, weigh heavily, especially if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, which you can become by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Go to ampamp.freetalklive.com and sign up there for as little as $5 per month. It's money that we invest into the show to help us get on new radio stations, which we've, like, just in the last 2 weeks added several, at least five, if not seven. I'm losing track. There's been so many of them. A bunch of new stations. And it's, well, first of all, thanks to the end of the year where a bunch of shows in syndication lost their syndication contracts. And so we sort of swoop in like a vulture and pick off as many of the radio stations as we possibly can. So that's been helpful. And
when you say it that way, it just sounds horrible.
It makes me hungry for eyeballs.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we are the radio vulture, basically, Free Talk Live. I mean, that's pretty much how we grow our affiliate base is whenever stations or whenever syndicated shows die off, we're still there because we're, you know, one of the longest running shows now, and we're still one of the youngest shows in syndication as well.
Aren't we the longest running show in our time slot?
That is the true statement now. Just if you look at 7 to 10 Eastern time, that is absolutely true since Hugh Hewitt left and moved to mornings. That left Free Talk Live. If you look at Mark Levin, who has also been at this time slot, basically he's like 6 to 9 Eastern time is his time. He's been around for a while, but I believe that we started doing our show before he got syndicated, I think. So even though we weren't syndicated, Free Talk Live was still on in this time slot when we were a local show. So technically Free Talk Live has been around in the same time slot for longer than Levin. I believe he may have been in syndication for slightly longer, but it's been a while since I've looked at the numbers. But yeah, so even though we're like one of the youngest shows in the syndicated talk business as far as ages of the hosts go,
right,
we've actually been around for quite a while. So let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts all the way to Evansville, Indiana, where Larry is on the line listening to WGBF. Hey, Larry.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind? Sure.
I'd like to revisit something you talked about the other day, and that was immigration.
Yeah, of course.
And I have a hard time coming to grips with what you're saying about letting anybody in the United States. And you also mentioned Europe. Let me ask a question, and maybe you can explain to me that. Why did Germany allow so many individuals in the Middle East into Germany?
Why did Germany allow so many Middle Eastern individuals into Germany?
I think it's because the U.S. told them they had to, and so they...
Actually, it wasn't. It was because their birth rate was getting down to the point where they would not be able to sustain their own workforce with the German population.
Right, so they welcomed refugees into the country.
That's right. And what happened there then is exactly what happened there, as we all know. Now they're dealing with problems like that. It's not that everybody...
Well, what happened there? You kind of glossed over something. You said, we all know. What is it that we all know about what happened there?
Well, now they're dealing with a lot of terrorist attacks in Germany, as they have been in other areas in the EU. Correct?
I don't know, honestly. I'm not following German news.
Okay. In any event, they are, and they have been now for a while, having increasing problems with individuals acting out and killing people and doing things like that. And those individuals, granted, they granted that not all people that they let in are terrorists, you know. But here's the thing. We can't guarantee that 1%, less than 1%, and what is a tolerable level? And then if they do come into our country like they have, and with the problems that France has been dealing with, that Germany has been dealing with, concerning terrorist attacks, then we get into a reactive mode, don't we, instead of being proactive about that? And concerning, and you mentioned the other night, too, about vetting those people. How do we vet people who don't even have birth certificates?
Oh, I'm not, I don't advocate vetting anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I would say
then,
just let people
then
in. You're,
then how, here's the question. How many people that may be coming from the Middle East, particularly Syria and maybe Iraq and some of the other countries over there, that are that 18 to 25 year old group, how many people can you say are or are not or will not act out in a terrorist way here in the United States? The only correct answer is I don't know.
No, you don't know. And
right.
my point to you, Larry, would be that if you look to the U.S. immigration services to protect you from the bad people around the world, they're going to disappoint you every time. And instead, you should be fighting for the freedom to associate with whoever you want to or don't want to. You need to have control over your own property and your own business. And what happens at the borders, that doesn't concern you as much as you think it does. You've lost control over your own life, and so you're struggling to control other people's lives to regain a sense of security. But since you let's say for example somebody feels like Muslims are more dangerous than European Christians, you can make a plausible argument for that. But the solution for that person would be to make changes in their own life that make them safer. But the government in the U.S. doesn't allow you to, say, keep Muslims out of your place of business because they don't allow you
right.
to discriminate. I caution you not to support someone who would put up walls around our country, because goodness and badness does not have a whole lot to do with where you're born, but has a lot to do with how you're raised. And
exactly.
And you have more control
right.
over your own life, and you shouldn't try to control others to make you feel safe.
You're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. How many generations of those individuals, of any individual that is born into, trained as a child with the purpose of coming to another country?
Well, hold that thought, Larry. I think it's an interesting discussion. If you want to hang, we'll continue it with you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm going to hear a lot of fear in where Larry's coming from. And that's, of course, what the government wants you to feel. They want you to be afraid, so you look to them for protection.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday show. Dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking, and Larry did hang on, so we're going to bring him back here in a moment. We're talking about immigration with him, plus we've got economics in one lesson still on deck if we get a chance to get to it. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Also, you can get your online shopping done by going to shop.freetalklive.com and entering Amazon through the links you'll find there. So if you like Free Talk Live, you appreciate the work that we do here, and you want to help us, then please go to shop.freetalklive.com before you go to Amazon. Then click into the links that you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, US. Click into the right Amazon for you. Get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon with the same super saver shipping deals and Prime and, you know, all the great prices and reviews that you're used to. It's just that a cut of Amazon sales. Go to Free Talk Live when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the boogeyman of the terrorists, which, of course, is the latest government boogeyman. It used to be drug dealers and communists before that, and now it's the terrorists. And, of course, they always have to have some sort of enemy out there in order to distract you from the fact that the real terrorists, the ones that are really attacking you on a daily basis, are the government agents themselves. They're the ones who are out there killing innocent people with over, what, 1,000 people in 2016 alone killed by government police.
I believe it was over 1,100.
Yeah, in the United States, just in that one-year time frame. You've got those individual killings, of course. You've got the tremendous amount of taxation and, you know, regressive regulations that are putting burdens on businesses, where if you don't follow those regulations, men with guns will come and they will hold you at gunpoint if you don't do what it is that they say and if you don't pay what it is that they say. I mean, Larry, I'm being terrorized by the government. Who's going to save me from them?
Well, we seem to take a turn on this conversation, so let me deal with the immigration first.
Sure.
I'm a firm. You said I'm afraid. No. One, I'm a firm believer in the old saying that if not for myself, who will be? If not for others, then who are we? But that's why, and you might want to cut me off here, but that's why I don't agree with the, I'll go back to the Vietnam. That's when I volunteered to enter the service and didn't retire until 1994. But I agreed with the reason we were there. I didn't agree with the prosecution of the conflict. Just like I agree that when we have terrorists entering our country, which we have, we've had them inside of our own military, what we call it workplace violence, that irregardless if it's 1% or 0.5% of any individuals coming in this nation want to do damage to our nation, it involves national security.
So let me ask this question, Larry, because there are a lot of criminals that are born in this country every single day. I'm looking at the murder rate in Chicago. There were 762 people killed in Chicago last year. Should Trump build a wall around Chicago and prevent people from leaving Chicago because there's bad people that are born and raised in Chicago?
No, not at all. And when I take
so
a look
why
at
is it, it different?
Well over 700 murders there. This year, or this, in 2016, you're correct. Okay. But in the same token, I look at the oppression of government as well, but I see an avenue to make those corrections. But let me address your specific question here about that wall. No, not at all. But when in this case now, and it has been in the past with Republicans as well, but in this case with the current administration, now they've come down with a DOJ investigation of the police department. They want to nationalize the police department because they say that they require training. Well, that's from the federal government. So I agree with you there. There's too much oppression.
Well, I do think that the police should be trained to not shoot people and not to kill animals randomly.
But you don't agree with nationalizing the police.
No, and that's not at all what has been in the DOJ report. They've just said there needs to be oversight when the police violate civil rights.
Okay, but
right. President Obama has come out and said that they need training.
Yes, they need to be trained to not kill people and not shoot their dogs.
So you think that that national federal assistance is going to be good for the city of Chicago and their police force?
No, I do not.
I think that police
always,
need to be trained
to prepare
not
the people
kill
for the journey
people.
And not. Right. I firmly believe that it's always better to. Not in the sense of telling them what to do, but prepare people for the journey instead of preparing the journey for the people. And that's what the federal government has been doing, is preparing the journey for the people. It used to be called a welfare state. It used to be called generational welfare. Now it's simply government dependency. You're correct in all those things. But now we're getting skewed off of national defense.
All right. Let's come back around to this question of you mentioned 0.5%, 1%. You know, you don't know how many bad guys are coming in through the border, so therefore the fear that there are some bad people who would come here is the justification that you're using to support a police state. Isn't that correct?
Immigration is a national security.
I do not support a police state. I do not. But to be proactive and fight that, and I'll...
All right, how do you do that without a police state? Can you explain that to me?
Sure. Number one, you'd be proactive as to where the terrorists are coming from. And I'm not saying not to allow all Islamic people in here, but we must have, I'm sure you'll agree with me that radical Islamic terrorism is not only to control the Middle East, but is to destroy our country. So do we wait to be reactive here?
The odds that anyone who's an Islamic terrorist is going to attack the United States and kill you or I is incredibly slim. It's much more higher likelihood that you'll be killed by a police officer than an Islamic terrorist. So if you want to talk about legitimate fears, if you want to talk about, you know, an actual terrorist that's attacking us on a daily basis, that would be the federal and state and local governments. Those people are threatening our lives. They're threatening our families. They're threatening our freedoms on a daily basis. And yet you're the one who's turning to them to keep you safe from people who the odds are never going to be able to strike you in any way, shape, or form, and further, wouldn't be interested in attacking the United States if it weren't for the U.S. military and their meddling over in the Middle East.
Well, I'll agree with you on something there, and that is that we should never have gone into Iraq.
Okay,
because I was deployed, I was deployed in the first Gulf War in 1990. Okay? And then asked to return out of retirement.
Wow.
In 2003. Here's the thing. We should never have gone in there. I'm in perfectly agreement with you.
Okay, good. So we're on the same page there.
Because wars are not generated by you and I. Wars are generated by the politicians.
Sure.
I absolutely agree with you.
Okay? And they are people who are in search of power over others, and they're willing to put innocent people in harm's way in order to acquire more power for themselves and their buddies. Now, look, you mentioned this being proactive thing, Larry, and you know, we're short on time here, but you mentioned being proactive. And to me, you know, if you've got people coming in here that you want to ferret out, then that's going to require some sort of enforcement. And that means a police state. That means checkpoints. That means checking your papers here in the United States.
Well, we check our papers every time we want to check out a movie. Okay? I'm not justifying that. I'm just saying, to say it's required in one and not required in another is, to me, ludicrous. But
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Because Blockbuster will ask for an ID.
They're closed.
Well,
they went out of business.
Papers, okay? You stop by a car, let me see your papers. Driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance.
Yeah, and I'm not okay with any of that.
Well, you know.
So you're justifying more checkpoints because, well, we've already have a driver's license, so we might as well have more checkpoints, is what you're saying.
I'm talking about being proactive.
Yeah, that's the euphemism that you're using to cover up that you're calling for a police state. Now, maybe you don't want to admit to it.
Well,
then call in another night, Larry, and let's talk about that. I appreciate your call here. We've got to move on to some other folks here, but I appreciate hearing from
you.
Yes, sir. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Being proactive with the government, there's only one area of government that is proactive in a way of enforcing a law, and that would be the law enforcement
department. It's not a police state when we do it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable
GlobalSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free here and take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. Moments remain here in this live Sunday edition of the program. But if you don't get in to join us, that's okay. We do a live show 7 nights a week. Even if we're not on your local radio station all 7 of those nights, we're still here doing a show. So you can always join us. And, of course, you can listen online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you on the website completely free. And, once again, please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please remember there is no other show doing what we're doing, talking about the ideas of liberty 7 nights a week, like we're doing at this level. There's another good show called Freedom Fiends. They unfortunately do not have quite as many of the affiliates as we do. We've been at this much longer. And, Daryl, you were checking the dates. Apparently, I had my memory reversed. I had said that I thought that we had started Free Talk Live not in syndication prior to Mark Levin's show. But it turns out we were syndicated before Mark Levin by a couple of years or a year and a half. So we actually are the longest-running show in nights, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, in all of radio syndication in the United States. So that's a true statement. Turns out the reverse thing that I got wrong was that Levin started his radio show maybe a little before we did. It said 2002.
Right, but it didn't give a month.
We started in November of 2002.
Where he started an afternoon show on WABC
right.
Before being given a night show that was then shifted the time a little bit for a couple of years before he started syndication.
Right. So we've been doing this a long time. We've been syndicated since 2004. We're heard on over 160 radio stations. If it's valuable to you to have the ideas of liberty coming out of people's car speakers all around the United States by, you know, which is when they turn on their car and tune into whatever radio station they're listening to, then this show delivers that, and no other libertarian talk show does at our level. So please, get behind Free Talk Live, join the AMP program, get access to the perks. Because remember, we give you everything on the front page of the site, all of the site features, the webcam, the archives. I mean, you can dig deep onto freetalklive.com. It's a deep, detailed site with a lot of stuff that you would normally pay for on other sites. We give you all of that for free. So if you appreciate the work that we do, please join the AMP program. It's $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Bitcoin as well over at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get the perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, AMP only podcast, AMP only Facebook group, and more. Again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, it's Pat in Michigan. Pat, where are you calling from in Michigan tonight?
I'm calling from Alpena.
Welcome. You're, I believe, listening to WZTK-FM. Go ahead.
That sounds great. Yeah, y'all was going to make a suggestion for your book club.
Okay, sure.
Review a classic and see how much of it's actually come to pass. You know, kind of like the Star Trek thing with the flip phone. I'm thinking George Orwell, 1984.
1984. You know what? I've never read it.
Just, no, really?
Never
yeah,
read
never
that?
Read it.
Oh, dude,
no.
That was a classic in high school.
Yeah, I read Animal Farm, but not 1984.
Now, Pat, will you read it with us and call in and talk about room? What is it? Room one?
Room 101.
Room 101, and what your deepest fears are.
Room 101. What is that in the book?
That's
been
yeah.
A while since I read it. I can't remember.
Hmm. It's just where the Ministry of Love
was, but whatever the room where they took him in and the rat cage.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So it was in the book. Yeah. Like I said, it's been like 30 years or whatever since I read that book.
Now that the question is, Pat, will you read it with us?
Well, if I can scrounge up a copy, yeah, I will. I will. But I would suggest that you do, regardless.
So, Let me give you this bit of advice, because 1984 is not in the public domain in the United States, but it is in Australia.
Really?
So there might be a way that you can find an ebook version online if you go to an Australian website.
Are you telling me this is one of the ones the feds have banned or something?
No, it's just not in public domain yet, so you can't find
copyright.
A free version. From
it's
a
still
U.S.-based website.
It's no longer in publication, all right, or print.
No, it's still in print.
Public domain is the term that is used when something goes out of copyright.
All right. I'm an old redneck. I'm not computer savvy and hooked up to all that juice anyway.
Yeah, so it's still copyrighted in the U.S., so you can't find a free version online from a U.S.-based website,
but I did
find something from Australia one
time.
Would
it be illegal to download that?
I don't know whether it is or not, nor will I say whether or not I have a copy on my computer.
Fair enough. Hey, Pat, thanks for the suggestion tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. And the toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
I believe the political term there is, I will neither confirm nor deny.
Let's go to Zach in Ithaca. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oceania has always been at war with East Asia, just so you know.
Yes,
that's a good
reference
from
to
1984. Yeah.
Okay.
Just for fun, so the Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool, I called in about it before. It officially started yesterday at midnight, but I've kept my funeral home open for any stragglers until tonight at midnight for about 2 more hours. Somebody in my funeral home actually missed out on a daily double.
Superfly Jimmy Snuka?
Superfly Jimmy Snuka and creepy pastor Eddie Long, both dead of cancer. And so not only is that their base points, but also First Blood, and then also the Daily Double. So I feel bad about it, so I want to make it worthwhile.
So let me ask this question. Does Superfly Jimmy Snuka count as an athlete?
Ooh. Well, that was the bonus points for last year, so that doesn't really apply.
Oh, so those bonus points don't apply this year.
The guy who won, Death Squad, MUFC, he said that the new bonus points this year is for politicians.
Now, why wouldn't Superfly count as an athlete? I mean, he's a wrestler. That is an athletic thing.
It's irrelevant at this point because there's no bonus points. That was
we like to argue about irrelevant things sometimes. So why wouldn't he count as an athlete?
I don't know.
Because
I
mean, it's a predetermined
event. The outcome is predetermined.
I'm not one of the stages that controls the death pool.
But the same could be said about a lot of boxing matches as well.
Can I just get to my core point before we chat real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the core point was the celebrity death pool.
The point is that I've kept mine open for an extra 24 hours to make sure anyone who wants to participate in the Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool, please join the Scientology Celebrity Center, and I will, I'm refreshing the page every couple minutes. I will let you in, and you just pick 20 celebrities you think will die. It's all in good fun, and it's not too late because the ship is about to sail.
Not morbid at all.
No, I mean, it's not as morbid as talking about terrorism in Germany.
Fair enough.
Just everyone's going to die.
Now, what is there a time limit here, you said? Till when? Midnight?
It's Eastern. I kept my funeral home open, and somebody missed out on, like, 175 points. So
now, this is something where you've got to predict who will die in the year 2017, correct?
I mean, the 15th, or in my case, midnight on the 15th, the 16th, through the end of the year. So if you die on December 31st, 2017, there is, like, 100 points for the last call bonus.
Do the points actually do anything? Because I know you can't legally gamble in this way in the United States for cash. So, I mean, accumulating the points, is it just bragging rights? Like, hey, our team wins?
Legally illegal, these terms don't apply. It's about fun. And if you, in a private context, decide to put in $50 ahead to the winner, that's fine. But I'm playing, and most people are playing, out of a passion and a love for the game. And the fact that, like, somebody last year, they had 17 hits out of 20.
Wow.
There was multiple people that did that.
Wow.
And to predict who's going to die, that is, I wish I had a time machine because I would travel back just to win this game.
How many, did you get any hits last year?
I only had two. I got, I can't remember the first one, but I got the King of Thailand, but he was only worth 12 points because he was
so old. Okay.
But, you know, he was kind of a jerk. You can't even make fun of him without going to prison, so I'm glad he's dead.
I wonder if somebody will institute the Betty White rule. Because, you know, nobody wants Betty White to die, right? So the Betty White rule would be if Betty White dies, then everybody loses all of their points.
Why are you trying to ruin the game, man? It seems like you have some sort of emotional block.
Yeah, you can't have an emotional block in this game.
I don't want Betty White to die.
You got
to
be willing to put your own faves in there.
Might as well get some points off of her. I used to watch the Golden Girls. I love her, but she's going to go, man. The Queen of England's going to die. Who else is a safe pick? Robert Mugabe.
Did you see the thing about a week and a half before the end of 2016, somebody started up a GoFundMe to protect Betty White from the year 2016? To where he was going to offer his services of protection to Betty White. But if she did not want the services, then there was a local school that he would donate the fund to.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the call, dude. Good luck with your gig. Definition of athlete, according to dictionary.com, a person trained or gifted in exercises or contests involving physical agility, stamina, or strength. I think a wrestler, absolutely.
Not a contest.
Predetermined.
Like, I'm going to be in Romeo and Juliet, and I'm going to be in fight scenes.
Has to do with agility, stamina, or strength. It absolutely does.
He's an athlete.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.